From Jessamine Stanley, new class, Downward Facing Dog finally explained. Downward Facing Dog finally explained what's good, y'all. We need to talk about Downward Facing Dog, not because it's fancy, not because it's advanced, but because it shows up all the time. If you've ever taken a yoga class, especially on the underbelly, you've probably done this pose, or at least you've been told to do it. Or maybe you've avoided it, or you've suffered through it wondering, why does this feel like punishment? Let's be clear, downward facing dog is not supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to feel like all your weight is dumping into your wrists. It's not supposed to make you feel like you're failing at yoga. And if it does, no one ever taught it to you in a way that works for your body. So we made a class for that. This is not your typical flow. You can literally watch this class at your desk. It's slow. It's instructional. We go into what the pose actually is and what it isn't, how to get into it from different positions, how to take pressure out of your wrists, why bending your knees is not cheating, how to shift the weight into your hips where it belongs, what to do if your body is like absolutely not, because here's the truth, this pose is not about your hands. It's detailed in a way most yoga classes don't have time to be. It's about your hips. The whole shape changes when you stop trying to force your heels down and start sending your pelvis back like it's 2001 and you're in the back corner of your middle school dance backing that ass up on your crush. This pose can be intense if you're dealing with wrist sensitivity, shoulder tension, tight hamstrings, low back stuff, honestly just being in a human body. So in this class, we practice it. At the wall with a chair with blocks with knees down with space to figure it out. No gold stars for doing it the traditional way, like you're twerking for your life. Which, let's be real, you probably are. That one shift, it takes the pose from why am I doing this to oh, this actually feels good. If downward dog has ever felt out of reach, you are not alone. We're here to make it work for you. Downward dog isn't just a pose you pass through. It's a teacher. You learn how to use your hands, how to distribute weight, how to support yourself, how to stay when something feels uncomfortable but not harmful. And once you understand it here, you understand it everywhere. Before your next class, watch this. Not to master it, just to understand it. Then come back to it inside your practice and notice what changes. We're building more of these. So tell me, what posture do you want us to break down next? You don't have to fight your body to practice yoga. You just need a different way in. Love, Jessamine. P.S. Subscribe to the Underbelly app for free here.